A Kidnapped Santa Claus, adapted from the story by L. Frank Baum.
Santa Claus lives in the Laughing Valley, where stands the big rambling castle in which his toys are manufactured. His workmen, selected from the Rills, Nukes, Pixies, and Fairies, live with him, and everyone is as busy and as happy and as content as can be from one year's end to another. One would think that our good old Santa Claus, who devotes his days to making children happy, would have no enemies at all on the earth. But the demons who live in the mountain caves grew to hate Santa very much, and all for the simple reason that he made children happy.
I'm really getting lonesome,
said the demon of selfishness.
Santa Claus distributes so many pretty Christmas gifts to all the children that they become happy and generous and keep away from my cave.
I'm having the same trouble,
rejoined the demon of envy.
The little ones seem quite content with Santa Claus, and there are few indeed that I can coax to become envious.
And that makes it bad for me,
declared the demon of hatred.
For if no children pass through the caves of selfishness and envy, none can get to my cavern.
If children do not visit your caves, they have no need to visit mine,
said the demon of repentance, who was gentle, refined, and not so disagreeable as the others.
I am quite as neglected as you are.
Yeah, right.
Santa is simply ruining our business, and something must be done at once.
Yeah!
But what to do? They knew that Santa worked all through the year in his castle at the Laughing Valley, and at first they resolved to try to lure him into their caves, that they might lead him on to destruction. So, while Santa was busily at work the next day, surrounded by his little assistants,
the Nukes,
Pixies,
and Fairies,
selfishness came to Santa's castle and said,
"Why, Santa, these toys are wonderfully bright and pretty. It's a pity to give them to children who break and destroy them so quickly."
Nonsense! If I can make them happy for one day in the year, I am quite content.
So selfishness went back to the others.
I have failed, for Santa Claus is not at all selfish.
Envy tried next.
The toy shops make toys by machinery much quicker than you can make them by hand, and they sell them for money, while you get nothing for all your hard work.
But Santa refused to be envious.
I can supply the little ones but once a year on Christmas Eve, for the children are many and I am but one. I like the toy shops and am glad to see them prosper.
My turn,
said Hatred.
In the world are a good many who do not believe in you, Santa Claus. You ought to be revenged upon them for their evil words.
Poor things. I'd much rather help them any day than injure them.
Indeed, the demons could not tempt old Santa Claus in any way. So they abandoned sweet words and determined to use force. Now, it was well known that no harm can come to Santa while he is in the Laughing Valley, for
the fairies
and Nooks
and Pixies
all protect him. But on the night before Christmas, he drives his reindeer out into the big world. So the demons laid their plans and awaited the arrival of Christmas Eve.
It's all according to plan.
It is.
Santa! Sped away out of the valley into the great world beyond. The reindeer dashed along so swiftly that their feet scarcely seemed to touch the snow-covered ground. Suddenly, a rope shot through the moonlight, and a big noose settled over the arms and body of Santa Claus grew tight and jerked him from the seat of the sleigh into a snowbank. While the reindeer rushed onward with the load of toys and carried it quickly out of sight and sound. The wicked demons bound Santa tightly and carried the kidnapped man away to their mountains, where they chained him to the rocky wall so that he could not escape.
What will the children do now?
Now they will cry and scold and storm.
And flock to our caves of selfishness.
And envy.
And hatred.
Now, it so chanced that on this Christmas Eve, the good Santa Claus had taken with him in his sleigh
Peter the Nook,
Kilter the Pixie,
and a small fairy named
Whisk.
His favorite assistants. Little Whisk stuck his head out from underneath the seat and found Santa Claus gone.
Whoa! What shall we do?
We must go back at once and find our master.
No, no! There will not be time to get the toys to the children before morning, and that would grieve Santa Claus more than anything else.
Then our first duty is to get the toys distributed as carefully as if Santa Claus were himself present.
And so they did, working as swiftly as possible, all the while wondering what had happened to their master. When Christmas Day dawned, the demons said,
"The children are waking up, Santa. They're waking up to find their stockings empty.
Now they will quarrel and wail and stamp their feet in anger.
Our caves will be full today, old Santa. Our caves are sure to be full."
But Santa held fast. Even in his helpless condition, his courage did not forsake him.
"You three are only trying to make mischief and trouble. I have faith in my little assistants and the love of the children."
And the demons abandoned their taunts and went away in defeat.
Good morning, Santa.
Why, good morning, dear repentance. I'm glad to see you. Don't be shy. Come in.
My fellow demons don't trust me very much, but it's morning now, and the mischief is done.
That is true. Christmas Eve is past, and for the first time in centuries, I have not visited my children.
I imagine the little ones will be greatly disappointed.
Well, that cannot be helped now.
Yes. It's too late to remedy the evil we've done. But repentance, you know, can come only after an evil thought or deed. For in the beginning, there is nothing to repent of.
So I understand. Those who avoid evil need never visit your cave.
That is true. And since I sincerely regret my share in your capture, I am going to permit you to escape. Come, you are going to lead me through the cave of repentance today.
And she unlocked the chains, and they walked together through a long tunnel, and they both emerged in the cave of repentance.
I hope you will forgive me. I'm not really bad, you know.
Of course I forgive you. You accomplish a great deal of good in the world.
And I'm sure the world would be a dreary place without you.
And with that, repentance opened the back door of her cave and let in a flood of sunshine.
Merry Christmas to you.
And a Merry Christmas to you.
Soon Santa was on his way home to the Laughing Valley.
Dear Master, we've come to rescue you and punish the demons who had dared take you away from us. Oh,
thank you, my dear little friends, for your support. But it is useless to pursue the demons. have an important place in the world, and they should never be destroyed.
Then Whisk related the events of the night and how they had delivered all the gifts.
We really did very well, for I found little unhappiness among the children this morning. Still, you must not get captured again, my dear master, for we might not be so fortunate another time.
And they clustered around their master, dancing with glee at his safe return. As for the wicked demons of the caves, they were filled with anger and chagrin when they found that their clever capture of Santa had come to naught. Indeed, no one on that Christmas day appeared to be at all selfish.
Aww.
Or envious. Or hateful. So the demons never again attempted to interfere with Santa's journey on Christmas Eve.